I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Grandmothers and granddaughters often enjoy a special bond. Edna Patterson Petty of East St. Louis and her 24-year-old granddaughter, Eugenia Alexander of Edwardsville, share a love of art. Edna is a fiber artist and an art therapist. She was commissioned to create a quilt in honor of President Barack Obama's 2009 inauguration. Eugenia has a piece called Justice in the Hands Up, Don't Shoot exhibition, responding to the killing of Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer, but neither really considers herself an activist. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Edna and Eugenia about their work and their relationship. She found out that Edna's fascination with fiber began in her own childhood home.
My first experience was with my mom. She recycled our old clothing and made quilts, but she made quilts to keep you warm. And I used to help her. I would disassemble the clothing. I would put the buttons in a jar and the zippers in a bag and to be used at a later time. So that was my first introduction. When I became a teenager, I took sewing in school, so I actually learned how to sew on a sewing machine. So that's when all those memories came back to me about repurposing things.
And so her efforts were about making something useful.
Right.
And that's different from what you do.
Right, yes. Actually, I never even called my things quilts. It was other people that called it. I just knew that I was using fabric to create art.
And Eugenia, so what are your first memories of your grandmother creating these pieces of art?
Well, I used to live in Minnesota, and so we would come up or come down to East St. Louis for like summer vacations and whatnot. And I just remember just seeing all of her artwork all over her house. I've never really seen her create until I got older, until like now. I actually like see her actually sewing and stitching every bead and patch and whatnot.
So, Edna, tell us a little bit about your work and what goes into it and what it actually looks like for people that are listening.
Actually, it's really hard to describe my work in terms of where people would get a visual, but I do art quilts, but I also like mosaic. I love a lot of things, and I take recycled dresses or blouses or anything that kind of speaks to me in terms of the color, and I will apply it together. And so some of my work have images of women. Some have images of music, and I like to do beads. I like to do buttons. And sometimes I find found objects that I include them as well.
During the inauguration of Barack Obama,
right,
you were able to create a piece that commemorated that occasion.
And that was done in a very short time. I got a call from Carolyn Maslumi, who's a master quilter, and she asked if I wanted to be a part of the artists that were going to be creating a piece, and I said yes. And then once I said yes, I only had 3 days in which to do everything. I used a silk curtain, and it was like the earth tones, and I cut it down to 36 by 36, and I started creating. So I was working night and day on it, and it came out very well. And then that one piece sparked 7 other pieces, so I called it my Obama series, and I created 8 pieces, and it was all using that same type of fabric, but the content was always different.
What was the content of the one that was in Washington for the inauguration?
Road to Redemption. That was the first one that I did, and it had kind of 2 sides because Obama, being biracial, I used one side that was the Caucasian side and the one side that was black, but I used other items like flowers, you know, blooming. And so on the one side, it had a flower that was opening, and there was words coming out of that flower like hope and all that type. And then I had the image of a dove in there, and the dove had like a key in its beak, and it was the key to the White House. And there was a door, and the door represented opportunity for him to become who he is now.
And Eugenia, what was it about your grandmother's work that inspired you or that struck you as a child?
It was always just empowering and or just about just unity, things like that. And then I loved how she used recycled materials because I myself, I'll paint on anything. So I really appreciated how she took used materials and turned them into new treasures.
And when did you start doing that kind of thing?
I started when I was around 16, 17. I really got into painting. I wasn't taught in like high school or anything. I was just like, oh, it seems like it'll be cool. Let me try this out. And I ended up liking it. But my thing was, it was hard to buy materials like canvases and stuff because that stuff is really expensive. So I would find like broken doors or just wood panels that I would randomly find that people didn't need or want anymore. And then it's like you can take this ugly thing or this tossed out junk that someone didn't want and you can make it into something beautiful, something attractive that someone would be like, hey, I want to hang this on my wall.
You have a piece in the Hands Up, Don't Shoot
mm-hmm.
art exhibition that I understand was recently sold.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that piece, what it looks like?
It's a red background, and then the word justice is in big, bold, white letters. And then on top of that is a lot of splattered paint, and then my signature line patterns. And the lines represent, like, all of the chaos, and it just, to me, the lines meant to, or read, read between the lines and see the bigger picture, justice. It doesn't matter if it's black or white, what culture, what ethnicity someone came from. You should just see past all of the chaos and read between the lines. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
There almost seems to be, and I haven't seen the piece mm-hmm. in person. I've only seen, you know, images mm-hmm. of it. But it almost seems as if the word justice is seen from behind shards of broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that? Is that?
Yeah, I can see that too. And another thing with my artwork, a lot of people see things that I don't see, and I love that because they'll come up to me like, oh, this looks like this, or this, it looks like this image. To me, it's amazing that people see other things that I didn't see at all creating this.
Do you feel it's important, especially now, to create work that speaks to justice and equality and inequality, and if so, why?
Absolutely, because people like me that don't go onto the streets and protest and have a loud enough voice or aren't out there that's making noise, art is that outlet.
How much of your work do you think is influenced by your grandmother?
I think a lot. And I saw that when she had a show, was it two Thanksgivings ago at Coca?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she had a quilt. It was orange, and it had line patterns kind of like mine. And I was like, wow, that reminds me like my work. And that's when the flashlight went off or the light bulb, and was like, I get a lot of inspiration from her.
So you mentioned, Eugenia, that the two of you are considering a possible joint exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that?
She actually came up with the idea, and I loved it. Because I've always wanted to work with her with, like, in an art piece or whatnot. I've worked with her stuff in workshops and stuff like that, but to have a joint art piece would be amazing. And so we don't have a date. It's just in the talks, but hopefully we're aiming for, like, spring.
So you're thinking of a joint art piece as well as an exhibition of your individual work?
Or? Yeah.
What would that mean to be able to do that?
To me, it would mean a lot because I don't know if she knows, but I look up to her tremendously.
And it means a lot to me to be working with, I call her Nia. It means a lot to me to be working with Nia because she's my granddaughter. I love her, and the fact that we can weave things together, and when I say weave together, we'll take both of our styles and make it work because I make my stitching my lines with the sewing machine, and she makes hers by hand drawing them. But like she said, our work complements each other. And so I would like for her, like if she came up with a sketch, then I look at her sketch and I decide how I can fit in with that sketch. And then we take it further and create a piece from it. And I've always wanted to do something like that. So when I pitched the idea to her, she was all for it. Yeah, so I'm excited about it because who knows where we'll go and how much we can get done using that. Because I was telling her that it would be fun to do a generations show and all of that. And I just think because when they used to come to see me in the summer, I would always just get some art materials out for them to play with, not giving them any real direction, letting them do what they wanted with the materials. And so I love that about art. You don't have to be dictated to. You go with that gut feeling, and you go in the direction it will lead you and all of that. So I think it'll be fun for us to do it because we're not putting any limitations on the other person. We're just going for it. You know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I know it will work. Yeah.
Have you ever collaborated like that before with anyone?
No. No. But this is the best person to do it with. You know, this is the best person to do it with. And I've always wanted to do something like that. And it's just when you have someone that you love and that's in your family and you want to do something like that with, and they're willing to do it too, that's great, because I did not grow up with anyone in my family that liked art like I do. So it was a lonely existence. And so the only time that I was really around creative people is the short time that I went to school and whenever I do workshops now. But to really collaborate with someone, Nia is the best person for that, you know, because we love each other. And it's and that we have different styles, yet we have similar styles. And I know it'll work.
And are you inspired to do anything that would be around, you know, the issues that have arisen, that have always been here, but are now becoming, you know, coming to the forefront because of Ferguson?
I have a piece in the show, but not in this. It was not in the same building where hers is. But I never call myself an activist. Other people have put that word out there. So I said, well, I guess if you're acting on a certain feeling and you're acting in behalf of something that you've seen, then that's an activist. Yeah.
Eugenia, do you consider yourself an activist?
No. What I consider an activist is someone that's, like, protesting peacefully. And so, I mean, when the person that bought my artwork said that I was an activist or whatnot, I don't know, I kind of was happy that she thought that it had some meaning to her, or she felt something powerful by that, so, yeah.
But that's not what you would call yourself.
No.
I think most of the time, what the titles that we get are not titles we put on ourselves.
Yeah.
It's been titles that other people have given us, and we just kind of, you know, because a lot of times it's subjective when you're creating it for yourself, and it's objective when other people are seeing it. So it's a matter of what other people are seeing in your work and what they are getting from it. And so to them, it might speak louder than it spoke to you even when you were creating it.
And you said you were like more of a quiet person. Would you say that Eugenia is like you or different, or how was she as a child?
I think she's more outgoing than I've ever been, you know. And she's fearless because Nia ventures out and she kind of reminds me, and this is something that she's even drawn, like an octopus, because she's out there all the time and she wants to be a part of what's going on. She wants to be in the know. And so she's more aggressive in that way than I ever was, you know. And so I admire that in her. I really do, because I was always quiet and kind of looking back and trying to see how things were, kind of wanting to test the water, and she dives right in.
Eugenia, you have a one-year-old son.
Yes.
And he is interested in art as well.
Can you tell me
about that?
Yes. His name is Karan. He's one, and he absolutely loves to draw, to paint. The other day I was working on a piece, and he was taking a nap, and he woke up, and he saw me painting, and so he got right back, he got down, and just dived into the paints, and I gave him his own canvas, and he was just going at it. So, yeah, he's in tune with the arts, and he also loves music. I'll get the pots and pans out for him, and he'll just start banging on them and whatnot.
And so the legacy continues.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talking with East St. Louis artist Edna Patterson Petty and her granddaughter, Eugenia Alexander, who's also an artist. Visit stlpublicradio.org to see images of their work. Coming up next on Cityscape, Ghost Tunes. This is St. Louis Public Radio.